one of the things that really struck me is that the difficulty that the feds have had in terms of getting information from BP. And I spent 20 years as a corporate crisis manager, so this is near and dear to my heart. And one of the things that occurred to me because of my work with democratizing data is that it would be quite feasible, using a combination of cutting-edge but proven web technologies, so that government on all levels would be able to get the data on a real-time basis, exactly the same data that BP was getting. And the cool thing about it, as far as I'm concerned, is that by doing what I call Regulation 3.0, that using a lot of the semantic web technologies, you would actually have benefits to BP and to the government. BP would be able to run the company more efficiently, make better decisions in real time, coordinate their supply chain, and at the same time, government would be able to do a better job regulating it. Win-win proposition.
And in fact, you reminded me of the story in the Don Tapscott's book, Wikonomics, where there was a company up in Canada, I believe, that actually opened up their data even to the public, and it ended up doing better as a result because through that open data.
Exactly. The company was Goldcorp, and they did have this web-based competition, I think in part because the CEO of the company, if I remember correctly, was a venture capitalist, not a geologist.
Yeah.
And they did throw it open, and the first prize went to a consortium that came together because of the fact it was web-based in Australia. People who never, ever saw the deposits in northern Ontario, and the big payoff was that Goldcorp's reserves just went up astronomically, and they probably, if they'd gone through conventional approaches, would not have realized that. And, you know, clearly we've seen with what's happened so far that that BP doesn't have the answers. And, you know, the CEO actually admitted that yesterday, that they, you know, they weren't adequately prepared for it. And I couldn't help thinking with the problems yesterday with trying to cut off the pipe with the
saw.
The diamond blade,
yeah.
That the diamond wire cutter, that it was a perfect example of how this kind of approach could have worked. I have never done any of that kind of thing in my life, but I've done a lot of tree cutting.
Yeah.
And anybody who has felled a tree knows you don't make a straight across cut because the pipe, in this case, the tree, and what I've worked with, is going to fold down and crimp it. If they had a wiki and had invited comment, that whole thing, as far as I'm concerned, could have been avoided. Very, very sad.
You talked about something, and it's a word that gets tossed around a lot now, particularly in the tech circles, and I think people outside of the tech world, and even maybe some people in the tech world, don't fully understand it. Semantic data, semantic web. Describe to folks what this is so we don't create a situation where people go, I don't know what he's talking about.
Exactly. Well, Chris, one of the things, and it's really linked with Tim Berners-Lee, the guy who actually created the web in the first place, that with the semantic web, it would be all sorts of linked data, and also one of the things this would allow would be what's called the Internet of Things, where, for example, applying this to the BP situation, each one of the components in the blowout protector and the rig in general would have a unique IP address, and you could build in very easily remote low-power broadcasting, wireless broadcasting from each of those, so that every one of those components would be able in real time to broadcast status. Now, again, this is one of those things that works both for BP and for the regulators. BP would be able to use that real-time data to monitor, and this is terribly important when you're dealing with any kind of fluid product, be able to monitor in real time what the flow was, how each of those components was operating, and at the same time, the feds would have access to that. And, you know, we've now found out that there were warning signs when the rig failed the pressure test before this happened. Conceivably, you could have had a procedure in place where when that happened, the feds would be able to shut it down themselves rather than letting the profit motive outweigh safety considerations in a situation like this. So that whole semantic web thing and the Internet of Things and everything, having an IP address and being able to communicate directly, it would be a tremendous step forward in regulation of this kind of thing.
And this is not—it's not just for things like an oil rig. The Security and Exchange Commission is looking at using a form of this, aren't they?
Well, in fact, if we go back to the last time I was on with you last year, talking about the Dutch taxonomy project,
yeah.
Where companies over there are able to file a single XBRL data file. XBRL is one of the systems of tags that are attached to the data.
It's what they call structured data.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So structured data is data that has what they call information about information attached to it, so that, you know, a number by itself doesn't mean anything, but when you attach that tag, then it's put in context, and it can flow absolutely everywhere. One of the things that's so wonderful about this, Chris, is the elegant simplicity of it. It will work with all sorts of new programs that we haven't created yet. The data can flow everywhere. And the SEC has started a phased-in program, which is already applying to the largest publicly traded companies in the U.S., and will, by the end of next year, apply to every publicly traded company, mm-hmm. where they have to report their results using XBRL. And sadly, I think one of the things that's happened is because it has to do with this regulation, XBRL has become associated in the minds of a lot of corporations with just regulatory reporting, when in fact, if you use an extension of XBRL, what's called XBRL Global Ledger, which deals with basically all the terms that are accepted worldwide for running a business on a daily basis, you can apply those XBRL tags to everything you do, manage your business much more efficiently, manage your relationships with your suppliers and your customers much better, and, oh, yes, also report to the government. And, you know, almost every time, Chris, in the 20th century, when we'd add new regulations, it would impose all sorts of new burdens and processes. In reality here, it would dramatically streamline. In fact, in the Netherlands, with that Dutch taxonomy project, the average company can save 25% on its regulatory costs.